Republican Jeb Bush was back in New Hampshire Thursday. The former Florida governor used a stop at Foss Manufacturing in Hampton to go after GOP rival Donald Trump. Trump has been deriding Bush for weeks, but as NHPR's Josh Rogers reports, criticism of Trump, at least for now, is a central message of Bush's campaign.
Jeb Bush tends to compare himself to a tortoise, slow and steady. Donald Trump tends to ridicule Bush as low energy. At Foss Manufacturing, Bush strove to cut a dynamic figure and one committed to prosperity.
And if I'm elected president, I will tell you I will wake up each day with passion and conviction to make sure that people's pocketbooks are full of more money because we work harder, because we have better opportunities, because we're the most competitive country on the face of the earth.
But Bush was out to do more than just blunt Donald Trump's criticism. Bush took repeated aim at the celebrity businessman, his shifting views on health care and on taxes. Bush has said the rich should pay more. Bush also cast Trump as someone whose politics play on, quote, fear and angst.
Donald Trump's view is that the end is near. His pessimistic view is, let's close the borders, let's create tariffs, let's do this, let's do that, all based on negativity. And the net result is that all of us will suffer if that philosophy gains favor.
Bush's focus on Trump drew little reaction from the employee-only crowd at Foss. It also ran counter to Bush's ambition to run what he's described as a joyful race. But as Trump's campaign has achieved frontrunner status nationally and in New Hampshire, he's led Bush in six straight local polls, so too apparently has the pressure on Bush to respond directly. UNH political scientist David Moore says going after Trump isn't a sure bet.
I don't think anybody can really say for sure right now whether that's a better strategy or whether it would be better just simply to ignore Trump and to continually present himself in the most favorable light.
There were indications that Jeb Bush was trying to do a bit of both in Hampton. Recall that Trump has criticized the bilingual Bush for campaigning in Spanish.
So here I am, a candidate for president of the United States, believing that we should campaign con brazos abiertos, with our arms wide open.
For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.